Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That toll free number is brought to you by ProXPN. And with you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
All right, so of course you can take control and bring up anything that you want, but I also, we bring things to the table to discuss. And to start out the show tonight, I have news that we didn't get to on Saturday night, and I think it's just a pretty ridiculous story, a little shocking, although I guess maybe we shouldn't be shocked, or I shouldn't be shocked by it, because, well, so ridiculous news just keeps coming from the people calling themselves the state. In this case, it has to do with graffiti. As we teased on Friday or Saturday night, there's a place called Five Points. That's P-O-I-N-T-Z, points with a Z, in Long Island City, so in the New York metro. And apparently this was what is known as a graffiti mecca, in that some old abandoned building. I guess it's not abandoned. It actually has owners, as you'll find out here in the story from nydailynews.com. But it's empty. Nobody's living in this place, as I understand it.
Or using it as a business or whatever.
Right. So basically, it's one of those things where it acquired some graffiti at one point, acquired more graffiti, and then over time became actually a destination for people who love graffiti.
Yeah, there's the broken window fallacy, which is known by just about everybody who's into Austrian economics. And then there's like the broken window principle or something. And this is an entirely different philosophy that essentially a broken window can cause more crime because people, you know, just it, crime piles up on top of crime. So
that was the broken window philosophy?
I think it's the principle or something.
Principle.
Because
the broken window fallacy is...
Is basically the idea that that somehow things that are broken benefit the economy.
Meaning so, that, you know, the idea that going to war somehow benefits the economy because right. you will. There's all these people that get hired to fix these things that are broken.
You know, a hurricane goes through and it's really good for the lumber industry and the construction industry because people have to rebuild. So that's good for the economy is the idea. And if that is good on a macro level, then anybody who believes this should go out with an axe handle and beat the windows in their car because it's good for your own personal economy to have a bunch of broken crap.
Yeah,
which is obviously stupid. Yeah. A society benefits from more capital. Capital is things that work, not things that are busted. And
there's also the unseen costs as well. So while you can focus on the scene, oh well, look at this repairman; he's getting all this work from the hurricane. What you're not seeing is what would the people who had to pay this man to come fix whatever it is that broke, what would they have done with the money they otherwise had to pay to him? Because that's the unseen cost, right? So if it costs you, let's say, you know, a hurricane comes through and it tears up your house, your roof is destroyed, you got to pay another $15,000 to put a new roof on. That's not an unreasonable cost for a new roof. Maybe actually a low cost for a roof. Let's just say $15,000. What could you as a homeowner have done with $15,000 if you actually still had it in your pocket? Maybe you wouldn't have done something to your home. Maybe you would have bought something nice, you know, bought a new car or, you know, paid off some college debt or, you know, paid the credit card debt down or something like that. So the whole idea is ridiculous.
Giving some poor people, you know, some money or taking a trip to a foreign country, giving benefits to, you know, a variety of things that could have been done with this money. But the idea that somehow it's good for the economy for things to be broken is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
However, it's called the Broken Windows Theory.
Broken Windows Theory.
Yes, that is the theory that essentially, basically urban disorder and vandalism cause crime.
So in this case, some graffiti led to more graffiti because what they say is if you don't repair that broken window, then more windows will get broken and then the area will fall into disrepair and more crime will be around. And there's a lot of evidence for that.
I am not disputing the broken windows theory.
Right. It was a fallacy.
It's the broken window fallacy that I am going to dispute all day long.
Well, we're not disputing the fallacy. You're promoting the fallacy. Right.
No.
You're explaining the fallacy. You're not disputing the fallacy.
I am disputing the fallacy and explaining the fallacy.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, okay. But the fallacy
I'm not
is
disputing that it is a fallacy. I will dispute I will dispute that the claim that the broken window fallacy might be true.
I get what you're saying, but there's a definite
there's better ways to explain
breakdown going on here. Yeah. There's this. Anyway, let's move on to the story. 5 points. So it acquired all this graffiti, and the owners apparently decided that they were going to clean it up because, for whatever reason, they decided they were going to do this before taking the building down, which really doesn't make much sense.
No, it doesn't make much sense at all to me.
What happened was the owners apparently now are being sued, and the whitewash could end up costing a lot of green, according to the New York Daily News. The owners of 5 Points, the Long Island City graffiti mecca, could owe local aerosol artists substantial cash damages after painting over their al fresco works, according to a federal judge. In his 27-page decision, Brooklyn federal judge Frederick Block lamented that the law prevented him from issuing a temporary injunction to stop demolition of the colorful building. So these guys who own the building want to destroy it. And this judge is saying, oh, woe is me. If only I had the power to stop the destruction of this building, I would do so, so people could come and re-tag it with more graffiti.
Yeah.
But Block warned a civil jury could find in favor of the artists who sued and lost in their bid to save the structure. The owners are exposed, he said in his 27-page document, to potentially significant monetary damages if it is ultimately determined after trial that the graffiti qualified as of a recognized stature. Now, according to U.S. Visual Artists' Rights Acts, such works are protected. The so-called ephemeral nature of graffiti on a building exterior would come into play, said the judge. He said at least some of the 24 works cited in the suit, included Lady Pink's Green Mother Earth, could have qualified for protection. So, again, there were individuals here who were upset that their art had been covered over by the building's owners. They're suing them now as a result of this.
Well, and, okay, so my feeling on this is clear. I know what I feel. I feel like this is their building. They should be able to do with it as they please.
Damn right they should, yeah.
However, the libertarian principle of homesteading really does come in on this one.
Hmm.
So, you know, the question is, how long can a building be essentially abandoned before that building belongs to whomever goes and adds their mixes their labor with the resource that's there and then sort of reclaims it?
Okay, well, I'll take your question to the next level then. So if you're saying that, and you didn't give me an amount of time, so whatever the amount of time is, let's say 5 years.
Okay.
So does that mean that the newer graffiti artists have a greater claim to the building? If somebody did some graffiti tagging 3 years after the building was abandoned, and then somebody else came along 2 years after that, and, you know, there's a guy that just came last month and tagged over some old art that was on the building.
Right.
Should the graffiti artist that was there first be able to go after him? Or does the original graffiti artist have to keep coming back and adding to his graffiti in order to properly homestead the building for all time?
Well, it's really a good question. So does it get homesteaded for a group like graffiti artists? Do they get a homestead on this? Anybody who's, this is now the graffiti place.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, there's these social rules with graffiti that one can graffiti over other graffiti artists' artwork in order to create new artwork.
Is that a social rule with graffiti artists? Because
when we were out at Manhattan Beach or Venice Beach, do you remember that they had this place?
They had a wall.
They had this place where people were graffitiing, and they just graffitied over the graffiti over the graffiti.
That was
over
the intention
graffiti
of that wall.
Yeah, I don't know. This is as close as I have been to graffiti culture was that wall.
Well, if what you're going to say is that it's accepted by graffiti artists to have people graffiti over their graffiti, then in that case, the owner should be in the right because they just came in and painted over it. So they re-homesteaded their property.
It's okay as long as you don't play, as long as you don't paint it over white. Like
the claim is
that they claimed it as a graffiti place. And
well, how do you know
really,
they're not just awful at graffiti?
It's really
haven't
bad.
Have you
graffiti
seen bad graffiti before?
I think that it's okay to graffiti over another graffiti artist's work as long as you're a graffiti artist and you don't get stabbed by the original graffiti artist.
We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I'll coach you. Who's in the right in this case?
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Gene Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made, authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. You may access all kinds of archives there for free. They go back to 2006. You just click, and they're yours. The last 7 days' worth are right there at the top of the page. They're easy to find. Then you can go into the archive section to go way back and get it all for free at freetalklive.com.
So I have carried a backpack instead of a briefcase for many years, probably close to a decade. I don't know. Maybe I just like a backpack better. Maybe it feels a little hipper or whatever. But I like a backpack instead of a briefcase. And I think that there's a lot of sort of young professionals that feel the same way. And, of course, they're students and, you know, those kind of folks carry backpacks. Backpacks are much more ubiquitous than they were 10 or 20 years ago. And let me ask you this. If you were going to buy a backpack, would you want a backpack that was a regular backpack or one that was bulletproof?
The latter.
Right. If you're going to have a backpack, why not have a bulletproof backpack? You can go to infidelbodyarmor.com. They've got three backpacks available there called the commuter backpack. They've got them in black, green, and tan. And they're bulletproof.
Damn.
You know, I mean, you never know when something's going to happen. You never know if you're, you know, a concealed carrier or whatever. You never know if you're actually going to have your gun on you. And people spend so much money on guns that aren't ready where they got a backpack that's, like, right there. So that's my thought process. If you're going to have a bulletproof backpack, go to infidelbodyarmor.com and check them out. Just go take a look because I think you'll be impressed. Infidelbodyarmor.com.
All right. Let's go to the phones here. We can come back to this issue of the 5 points, graffiti, homesteading here in a moment. Butchie's on the line, though. You can call in, take control of the airwaves here. Butchie, listening online to Detour Talk. Hey, Butchie.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I got a couple of years back, I got a tattoo on my right foot, and it says grandma. And I thought that my grandma was going to hate it. But I just kind of before she passed, I showed it to her, and she loved it. It was unbelievable.
That's
and then
great.
She died. And do you
Sorry,
know?
Yes.
And she died, but then she left me $1.5 million. And do you know
oh
what my brother? No, I'm not kidding. And do you know what my brother and sister got? They got nothing.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
Now, wait a minute. Are you suggesting that it was the fact that you tattooed Grandma on your foot that she
oh,
left
yeah.
you the money?
I mean, she always was treated us all equal. I mean, every she'd always give us – she's from Boston, and every Christmas or every birthday, she'd always give us each $20. That was pretty much, you know, see Grandma, I get $20. See Grandma, I get $20. So I didn't even know she had that kind of money.
Wow.
So let me ask you this. Did you think beforehand Grandma likes me better than my brother and sister? Did you ever think that?
Well, I think kind of always thought.
Okay.
I always thought that she liked me more because I'm the first.
Okay.
You know, I'm the first of you know, several grandkids. And you know, but I don't know. I mean, it was just odd that my brother and sister got nothing.
Did you ever feel bad about that? What'd they say about it?
My brother and sister, they hated it. They thought she was demented or out of her mind or something, you know. But
yeah.
No, she was with it right to the end. I mean, that was a totally valid will. There was nothing wrong with that.
Were they angry at you?
Well, I think they were more angry at her, but they still expect me to give them something. But
I was
going to
say, did you cut them in?
They wouldn't tattoo my name on their foot. So, I mean, you know, if they were willing to tattoo my name on their foot, then maybe I would think about it. But they didn't even make that gesture.
Good call, Butchie. So is your point, Butchie, that about us talking about tattoos last night, that, hey, tattoos can be really great because you might get left a whole bunch of money? Is that what the claim is here?
Exactly.
Okay. Thanks for the call tonight. Great story. 855 450 free. Johnny Ray joining us here on the third microphone. Good evening, sir.
Oh, thank you. Good to be here.
Well, of course, always good to have you. Since you're just tuning in, Johnny Ray, let me update you on the story.
Yeah, it's not like it's, so nice to see you. Not like we don't give you a job here cleaning up the studios and stuff like that. You can show up on time.
5 points is the place in question. It is a building, an old run-down building, you know, broken windows, graffiti all over the place. And you can see a photograph of it here, and I will post this story on our Facebook so you can see it for yourself. But it acquired graffiti over the years, and the owners decided they were going to demolish the building. But for some reason, they first decided they were going to paint over all the graffiti. Now, I don't know if that was just an FU to the graffiti artists. Because what's the point? If you're going to take the building down, why would you want to hire a crew to go and paint over. I mean, it wasn't a good painting job. They just took some rollers and painted over most of the graffiti. You can still see a little bit of it left where they just, for whatever reason, they, I don't know, maybe they had the wrong equipment and they couldn't get high enough. But I don't know. There's some of the building that they painted up on the second and third story. So most of it was covered over. But the artists in this case are suing over this because apparently the U.S. Visual Artists Rights Act could protect these works. The ephemeral nature would come into play, according to the judge. He said that at least 24 of the works cited in the suit, including Lady Pink's Green Mother Earth, could have qualified for protection. Building owners Jerry Wolkoff and his son David ordered the exterior of the building whitewashed with paint early Tuesday last week. The two intend to construct a pair of luxury residential towers on that site and drew tourists from around the world to see its spray-painted murals. They were calling it a graffiti mecca. Situation of 5 points was still no can do Wednesday with only a few scrawled messages replacing the painted over graffiti. A few new tags surfaced at the building on Crane Street. So young, 5 points, read one message, spray painted in black. Another tagger using a stencil left the message arrow on another newly painted stretch of wall. A blue eye with a falling tear was scrawled on another section, while a bright red obscene message was also left behind, perhaps directed at the owners. And apparently, folks were also coming up and taping, like poster board, so taping up, you know, canvas, essentially, onto the building with duct tape, and then leaving messages for the building's owner. Here's one of them. Who's the vandal? It's ironic how you did what a typical 16-year-old vandal would do. Deface the building at night. Coward. This is one of the messages from the angry artists to the building owners being posted on the building.
You know, I think that this is, I think this is interesting. I think that graffiti can certainly be considered artwork, right?
Most of it's
garbage, beautiful. But there's some good stuff out there, right?
Sure, certainly.
So where does one get good enough? How does one get good enough to be a full-on graffiti artist?
Practice.
Well, yeah, you practice. And where does one practice?
Probably not on private property, probably not on your own property, probably on somebody else's private property.
Likely that's the case. Now, I don't know. Obviously, I am on the side.
That's not okay.
I don't think it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't. I really don't. But I think that, you know, I guess I like the idea of what they did in Venice Beach in California.
With a public wall for people to tag up.
Hey, you know, here you go. Here's a wall, kids. Go at it.
And there was some
but
amazing
the problem with that is
that.
Is that there can be real gang issues because, like I said, obviously graffiti artists don't like other graffiti artists painting over their graffiti, and that's when the shanking starts.
Well, I don't know if anybody's been shanked over the walls at Venice Beach, but let's come back with more here. 855-453. Again, who is in the right in this story? We'd love to hear from you.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ship same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. You don't have to talk about the graffiti situation, though I think it's a fascinating case. I've never heard anything like it. The idea that graffiti on a somewhat abandoned building, not really because it still had owners who had plans for it, but graffiti on this building would be considered protected art, and possibly the graffiti artists who had their graffiti painted over by the building's owners would be somehow owed damages for the loss of their graffiti. It's just mind-boggling, the idea of private property being so, I think, important to me and I think a lot of the other people that are on this show. But, Mark, you brought up this interesting question about homesteading, and I think that does bring in another aspect to the discussion. I'm interested to hear how Johnny Ray feels about this. We'll continue and take your calls if you make them. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE.
ForceFieldEnergy.com is a company that does LED lighting installations on industrial level. So if they've got businesses or retail locations or warehouses or schools or universities or even government buildings, ForceFieldEnergy.com will do LED lighting installations on those kind of places. Now, the fact is, it's difficult. There are only a handful of companies that do this level of installations, and Force Field Energy has some of the most aggressive financing. So if you are in charge of one of the power budget for one of these places, and Force Field Energy comes along and offers you the opportunity to do financing on an LED lighting install, and you're going to begin saving money immediately on your power costs, because LED lighting is such a savings, and the costs are amortized out over several years. It's a no-brainer. And that's why ForceFieldEnergy.com is bringing in more and more contracts for what they're doing. And when you've got business and you're a public company, your stock price is going to go up. That's just kind of the way it goes. So WallStreetCheatCheat.com and SeekingAlpha.com agree with me that ForceFieldEnergy.com is a buy. Take a look. You got to decide for yourself. All investments have risk. You got to decide. You have to come to your own conclusions. But I think once you do your research, that you'll find that FNRG, that's ForceFieldEnergy.com's ticker symbol, is a buy. And you can buy it with any brokerage account because they're a NASDAQ company. FNRG.
Visitor Emily Y. of Harlem broke down in tears at Five Points. The space, which was previously graffitied all over the place, has been painted over with white paint rollers. Actually, it apparently happened during one overnight. They sent a painting crew in during the night, painted this building, and then the people who live in the neighborhood who are familiar with it and liked the graffiti,
yeah,
then they became aware of what was going on, and it was too late to do anything about it. At that point.
I heard of a case at one point, now I didn't study it, and I'm not a lawyer, but where a guy was walking to work, he walked to work for like 20 years by crossing this vacant lot. Mm-hmm. And because of the layout of the neighborhood, essentially he'd have to go like a mile and a half if he didn't cross this lot, which was like 500 feet or something. Okay. And that at first he got arrested for trespassing. And then it comes
to light.
Was
this after 20 years?
Yeah, he'd been doing it for 20 years.
Then
somebody, basically bought the land and then said, you can't go here. We're building something, you know, that's trespassing or whatever.
Okay.
Turns out, and this was in New York City, turns out, well, he's got property rights because he's been doing the same thing over and over again on that property for years. And then suddenly they changed their whole tune about, you know, how they were going to, you know, arrest him for trespassing and all that stuff. So
Wow. It's
an interesting situation. And, you know, I mean, homesteading's been applied in different ways throughout the years, and it's difficult to say what's right, what's wrong. If this building's been covered in art, I can see why people in the community and the people and the artists who have covered it in art really are upset about that. But
sure. If
I paid $2 million for a run-down old building so I could tear that building down so that I could build something new and make some money off of that, I'd really feel like that was my building.
It's not clear from the story how long the current owners have owned the property. That's not made clear. You know, is it the same two owners for the last two decades, or did they just buy it recently with the intention of raising the building and then putting in the luxury resort towers or whatever? One of the visitors came and said, I hope artists keep coming back to paint over it as long as they can. She said, I'm surprised people haven't tagged it more. This space meant so much to the community, and I'm really sad for it to go. The Wolkoffs plan to raise the local landmark by the end of the year. The pair allowed graffiti artists.
I hate that term, raise.
Yeah.
So you can raise a building by building it up, and you could raise a building by knocking it down.
R-A-Z-E. The pair allowed graffiti artists to use their building as a canvas for aerosol murals for more than a decade. So there you go. They did own it for a little while. But things changed after the city council approved the redevelopment plan in October, and graffiti fans were appalled by the sudden whiteout. Joanna Simo, age 28, said it was an extremely aggressive act on the part of the developers to whitewash the building, knowing that it's coming down. And that's the part that's so confusing. I mean, if these guys were not fighting the graffiti for 10 years, you know, because they could have, right? You know, when the graffiti came up, you could just send a paint crew out and paint over it. Graffiti comes back up, you send a paint crew out and you paint over it. And that's how you deal with that stuff, right?
Well, so, they actually have graffiti-proof paint now.
No kidding.
Yeah, that you can, I think, you just wash off the paint, just spray it off.
Wow. Technology is amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff. But basically, you're painting your wall clear.
But so they weren't, you know, they weren't doing anything about it for a decade. Why all of a sudden, right before the building's going to come down, do they have to do this? That doesn't make any sense to me. It's like a big F you to the artists. And now you've got this court case as a result of it, where the artists are basically trying to get damages for the loss of their artwork.
Why in the world can't you just knock? I mean, if the artists can sue you for painting over their artwork, can't they sue you
for knocking the building down,
the edifice upon which their artwork is painted?
I wonder
don't understand.
About that. Right, that's another question that I have. So, Johnny Ray, what do you think about all this?
I think that it seems nasty to whitewash the graffiti.
Yeah. It looks nasty. The white paint looks terrible.
Yeah, I bet it does. But I don't I think that I've said before that our notions of our concepts of property now bear a lot of evolution. I think that everything that's guaranteed by the state is just kind of floating in air because I don't think the state is really legitimate. So the property rights that come from the state, I have problems with that. So I'm glad you brought up homesteading because that seems like the most credible basis foundation for property now. But as far as the artists go, I don't have a lot of sympathy for them because when you paint your artwork on somebody, quote, somebody else's property, you're going into it with the expectation that it's not yours and that you have no control over what happens to it in the future. So I don't really feel sorry for these guys who are who's losing their stuff. Only that I guess maybe it would have been nice to be able to take a picture of it and then surprise.
Somebody would have already taken a picture. I mean, this is a very well-known building. It's supposedly a mecca for graffiti artists or for people that appreciate graffiti art. So obviously it's been photographed. I mean, these things probably exist. If you knew what to look for, points on Google image search, you'd probably find all kinds of.
You know, I think that people's complaint isn't the individual pieces of art, but the overall piece of art. The building itself mm-hmm. is art, as opposed to, you know, that this tagging or that tagging's art.
But so leave the rat-infested place up for the rest of time.
Right, for the rest
somebody
of time.
Tagged it.
Well, right, this is kind of this whole, you know, we can never change something that I like thing. Like, this is essentially the same thing as the historic district downtown.
Right.
Wherever that downtown is, somebody's decided, oh, well, this building are just indicative of the artwork that goes on in Smallville, and we have to preserve this. Now, somebody's living in that edifice, and the person talking about that edifice isn't living in that edifice. So the person living in it is the best person to decide whether or not they've got to make some kind of improvement. Oh, well, we can't have you putting electric lights in your house. We're going to have whale oil lanterns, because that's just like how it was done back in the old days. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. If you want to save a building, you believe a building is art or whatever,
buy it. Exactly. Yeah, these graffiti artists should have ponied up their money and bought this building so they could just let it sit there. And as you pointed out, Johnny Ray, they could be tagged over any time. So what makes them think that their graffiti was going to stay there forever anyway? We're coming up.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Here's a strange thought. The government shutdown and your colon could be a parallel. If your colon shuts down like the government, you could be in trouble. Your organs feed off the nutrients that move through your colon. If your colon has corruption, problems, you could get very ill. People with bathroom struggles love Life Change Tea. If you drink Life Change Tea, you'll avoid a colon shutdown. You will have more energy and feel great. You might even lose some weight. There's one key element to all of this working. You have to take the product. Just do it. So here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com, and there's a lot more product than just tea. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Again, avoid a shutdown. That's GetTheTea.com.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are welcome to share your thoughts on whatever you want. Take your calls at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll-free line. With you in the studio this evening is Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We're talking about 5 points. It is a destination for all things graffiti. And it has been tagged over with white roller paint by the building's owners prior to it being destroyed. 5 Points actually has its own website. I want to talk more about that because this is more than just an abandoned building. I mean, this there's an argument here for this homesteading argument, I think. 5PTZ.com is the site. We'll continue discussing in a moment. And by the way, you can visit our website, freetalklive.com. You can submit content right to the front page of the site. You can vote it up or down, depending on whether you like or dislike what other people have submitted. And then we'll know what you think's interesting. So go to freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin seems to be continuing on its meteoric rise.
It's been a good day for Bitcoin.
Any ever thought to yourself, meteors don't rise? Meteorites fall. I guess meteors kind of move across the sky or whatever, but you don't really see them. No, they don't. Meteors are invisible. Meteorites fall. I don't know what that means. Nonetheless, Bitcoin prices have been rocketing upward. How's that? That's much more accurate.
There you go.
That's great.
Yeah. Anyway, if that's making you a little nervous, perhaps you'd like to divest yourself of some of your Bitcoins and do some shopping this holiday season. Try BitcoinStore.com. You can get all the electronics you need. I know that there are people on your Christmas list that would like some electronics for Christmas. They've got it at BitcoinStore.com, and they've got them at wholesale prices. Go check out the costs for laptops, desktops, those flat-screen TVs, cameras, MP3 players, whatever you need. They've got it at BitcoinStore.com. They've got free shipping for orders over $100. It's $5 flat rate for anything below $100, and it's a great deal. I just got a computer from BitcoinStore.com. It came so fast, I was just surprised at how quickly it came. BitcoinStore.com.
Ian, did you say that today was a good day for Bitcoin?
Yeah, it's up. It's over $900 right now.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been around 900 for the past couple of days, but yeah, that's great.
If you look at the chart today, it's just been pretty much going up all day.
Beautiful.
So 5PTZ, the number 5PTZ.com is 5 Points NYC. What does it say on their site?
Five Points Aerosol Art Center Incorporated is an outdoor art exhibit space in Long Island City, New York, considered to be the world's premier graffiti mecca, where aerosol artists from around the globe paint colorful pieces on the walls of a 200,000 square foot factory building. The name Five Points signifies...
That's a pretty darn big building.
It's a big building. There's a lot of graffiti, and a lot of it is very, very beautiful, as you might expect. I mean, this is some good stuff.
Yeah, people aren't all fussy about just some old tagged up building, right?
Right. The name Five Points signifies the five boroughs coming together as one, but because of its
really?
Reputation
right
as, I don't know if that's true, but because of its reputation as an epicenter of the graffiti
scene. Staten Island probably doesn't touch there.
The industrial complex has actually united aerosol artists from across the world. Legendary writers from Canada, Switzerland, the Netherlands, Japan, Brazil, and all over the U.S. have painted on the building's walls, and then they named some of them, including Stay High 149. Over the past decade, the striking The striking graffiti-covered warehouse has attracted several hip-hop and R&B stars, and they name some of them. On any given day, Five Points visitors can expect to find prominent artists, musicians, DJs, MCs, and b-boys, breakdancers, on the site. In addition to filmmakers, photographers...
A b-boy is a breakdancer?
A b-boy.
But with this, b-boys and breakdancers?
Parentheses, they are those are breakdancers, okay. B-boys.
Huh.
An entire tour bus is full of admirers come to soak in the more than 350 Technicolor murals. So that's what we're talking about here, is what has been painted over by the business owners or the building owners prior to a demolition. It sounds like this group, you know, wanted to... They already had an incorporated entity that was sort of occupying, I guess, to some extent, the outside of the building.
Yeah.
I'm sure they would have loved to have bought the thing, but probably out of their price range for, you know, a bunch of graffiti artists.
I don't know what to say about that. It's not really my business. You know, I'm just of the opinion that... So this is a difficult thing, right? Like the idea, they're not making any more land, and the idea that land is concentrated into the hands of the 1%, the privileged, those that don't deserve it because we, the workers, do deserve it or whatever. And I think that this is much more clear in like early 20th century England. Like you could see that they're just coming out of the whole royal thing, and you know, this is why socialism really took hold in Europe, because so much of the royalty had so much land, and there was no really way to get it out of their hands. Whereas here in the United States, it wasn't nearly that way. Certainly there's the privileged versus the underprivileged for the last few centuries, that's the case. But I kind of feel like there's so much opportunity here in the United States. So many people have done so well. Yes, I do think it's diminished over the last couple of decades. I'm not going to lie about that. But that you work hard, you make some money, you buy the property that you want to buy, you do what you want to do with it. It would be possible for these aerosol artists to buy this property and make an aerosol art museum. If so many people wanted to see this, maybe they could, you know, put money towards it. I don't know. I mean, it's expensive there. There's no doubt. Or maybe they could work something out and put a wall. But it's always got to be lawsuits and that kind of thing. I think that this building belongs to the people who have the deed to it.
Ultimately, it should, and I don't think they should have to pay these artists for what they've done. I think what they've done was unnecessary. I don't think they should have taken the art away from the building prior to the building's destruction. I think that was really unfortunate. So I think they were really vindictive, almost, in doing that. Let's go to your thoughts. You can bring up anything that you want here, and it doesn't have to be on this topic. Let's go to Nick, listening in Boston, Massachusetts, on the listen line. Hey, Nick.
Hi, this is Nicholas. How are you guys doing?
Nick, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I was calling about my friend Dave. He called in yesterday. He got fired from his job at Hertz because he made a video. You guys called it?
Yes, he made a video ranting about a contact with an employee that he had while wearing his Hertz gear and got fired for it.
Right, and his gear had sweat stains on it, like, that was just a minor detail, but
it's anyway, really hard to understand you. It sounds like you're kind of slurring. It's very difficult to make out what you're saying.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
That's a little better. So what was the point of your call?
Well, Dave asked me to call, and Dave basically is kind of an internet celebrity. Like he called in with a story that wasn't really that good, but you guys were kind of drawn in because he's a charismatic guy. And, you know, there's a bunch of people that are fascinated with Dave, and that's the reason that video got sent to his work, is because there's a group called the Death Squad that Dave actually mentioned that sort of follows him around the internet. And, you know, most of them just poke fun at him. But I'm a part of it, but I'm his, you know, his best friend. But he has Asperger's syndrome, but he's a very charismatic and interesting guy. And, I just wanted to, you know, give a shout out to Dave, and I hope he gets a job soon. And stop being a leech up to Poughkeepsie, Dave. I want to give a shout out to Chuck, to Gary, to, Dream Sleeper, and to the Death Squad board on Zoe.
There he is still there.
There he is. Hello.
Hello. I don't know what's going on. We are having technical difficulties right now. Sounds like he's gone now. To the our internet is still here with our, yeah, we're apparently still on the line with our network. Actually, there was a dropout completely of internet connection to our network. So apologies, our listeners were not even able to hear us talking during that segment with Nick. So it sounds like there was some technical difficulties there. We don't know what happened to Nick. His role to date.
Dave was the
he's an internet celebrity, and so you know, there are a lot of internet celebrities. It's hard to keep all, you know. You got the Scumbag Steve, you got the Lolcats. There's all kinds of internet celebrities out there. In fact, they now even have the.
I just love the term.
They now even
they should just call them Warhol celebrities. You know, like the 15 minutes of fame. Everybody will be famous to 15 people or whatever the claim is. I think it's both of those, actually.
Did you know they have meme managers now?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Yeah, I find that fascinating because, you know, these people are so big that are in these memes, like Scumbag Steve, for instance, that they have to be booked for appearances and things like that. So there's people out there that is their job to manage these people who are now shot to celebrity status because of some really popular meme. It's amazing stuff.
Yeah, you know, I wonder how it feels to be somebody like Scumbag Steve, or, by the way, his name isn't Steve.
Right.
And he claims not to be a scumbag, although we have seen stuff about his rap career or something, and I don't know. But wasn't less than impressed with his rapping skills.
Racist. We're going to come back with more here in moments. 855, 453. Apparently, it is now illegal to smoke in your own home out in California. Also, I don't know if Johnny Ray has a game of the week this week. Do you have a game of the week?
No.
You don't?
Negative. You're
still playing the same one from last week, Dominion 3?
Yeah, plus I'm having some laptop problems.
Oh, no. All right, well, we'll come back with more here in moments. Hour 2 is next. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
A technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.